Chapter 3. Quiet. Sabo and Koala. Sabo is scariest when he is quiet. This Koala knows without a doubt. She can handle the way Sabo's punches leave scars, the way he leaps far too high for any man, the way he sees, the way dragon sees, the way emperors see, when the world collapses to their will. This abnormality, this step to the left, she can handle. The way Sabo howls at night, the way he avoids circles like second knowledge, the way he sees in the dark too well and never sleeps on his back, the way he howls sometimes, she can handle it. She can. The way Sabo lives, with sharp teeth and sharper promises that never seem to break, it doesn't scare her. It doesn't. The way Sabo will stumble sometimes and stop to stare eastward is what truly scares her. Because then Sabo will grow listless, walk forward, clench his fists until his knuckles are red, and breathe like dead men living breathe. Stilted. Like Sabo doesn't belong to himself anymore. It scares Koala. Scares her down to her bones, like how city walls scare Sabo. And she's so very glad Sabo has lost his memory. She doesn't want to know what's calling him. She doesn't want to lose her best friend to his own oaths. She doesn't want to know. Ever. Ever.